You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jordan Westberg, the return to the Orioles lineup today. Thank goodness for that. Cedric Mullins is expected later on this week. Some are saying Heston Kjerstad could be the odd man out. Ed Norris, your thoughts on that?
I think that's very possible. I've heard the same things, you know, that we all have, I guess, but him possibly being the man out. I think they have, you know, they have quite a bit of outfield talent. I like Kjerstad a lot.
They got enough left-handed bats, though, and I hate saying that.
Yeah. I think he's not a great fielder. He looks lost out there very often.
The problem is where they're at. Because if you were in first place or if you're battling, then I'm saying then you have to make this move. But if you're going to be this team that's drafting these young players and you're going to find out whether or not they can play, like, get his ass out there.
I don't care where you are. You don't send Heston Kjerstad down. I'm sorry. You got O'Neill coming back, Gold Glover. You got Mullins coming back, should be a Gold Glover. You've got Colton Cowser, who's a Gold Glover finalist.
When does he play, though?
You got three. I understand that, but he's going to play. You can find that bats for him. He's a left-handed hitter. I mean,
you have too many left-handed hitters, though.
But you can find that bats for him. He can DH some. He can go in the outfield some. You can find that bats for him. The guy you got to let go of is Dylan Carlson. Dylan Carlson is here because of his glove. You don't keep a guy because of his glove over your future. You've got three solid defensive outfielders out there.
You do if that guy's not going to play.
You don't keep a but you can find at bats for Heston Kjerstad.
All right. So we had left-handed pitching, right? Left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching.
Right.
You've got Cedric out there. You've got Colton out there. Are you just making Tyler O'Neill a platoon player? You're going to have O'Hearn DHing.
You can put him out there in the outfield every 3 or 4 days. You can DH him. You can give him three starts a week.
Is that enough?
Yes,
like, he can play every day in the minors.
I think he needs to stay here. I think you continue to chip away at these guys' confidence when you keep sending them down. I think he's better suited here, being around the major league coaching, being around the major league players. This month alone, last month, three games towards the end of the month, he struck out six times in three games. So far this month, in five games, he only K'd twice, batting .308. Slugging of .692, a double, two triples. He's turning it around. He's probably starting to feel confident in himself. And just at the height of that confidence, you send him down? I think that's a mistake.
So let me just say this, because I'm giving the other side of it, obviously. Like, I don't want to see him get sent down.
Right.
Yeah, me either.
But when the only thing I would say is, like, if they're looking at it, and he truly is your fifth outfielder, you would keep a Dylan Carlson around. Because you're talking about his glove, because when you get late in the game, then you put him in for defensive replacement and you feel more comfortable. Yeah. And I think that's how you look at it. Either way you slice it, it's a tough decision, because I said at the beginning of the year, why are you bringing Ryan O'Hearn back if you're going to give Kjerstad at bats? We're happy as hell they did, because he just mashes right-handed pitching. But at some point, you got to bite the bullet. Like, Kobe Mayo's getting an opportunity because Mountcastle get hurt. You got to figure out what you're doing with these guys. Either they're playing every day in the minors, they show you deserve to be here, and then you get them opportunities here. Kjerstad got fortunate that Cowser got hurt, because now it's like, oh, well, you're in the lineup as much as we can get you against right-handed pitching. It's the juggle that you have with these young guys, but Kierstead isn't getting any younger.
That's why you got to keep him up. 410-583-1057 is the number. You give three starts a week. He pinch hits for you. He gets some at-bats. You keep your eye on him. You keep working him. Keep developing him here. I think there's something about just constantly, I'm making progress right now, and you're sending me down now? I'm making progress? Man, you chip away at these guys' confidence sometime with that. Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Kierstead making progress, messing up. I don't want to see that up here. I mean, send him down to AAA. If anything, they should bring
him up. Where's he messing up?
In the field?
Yeah, in the field. And sometimes he be swinging at anything. Like, I ain't never hit a baseball, you know.
Have you seen him lately? The key word is progress. Have you seen him lately? He hasn't done that lately. He has not.
Wise, like, I don't want to see that. Like, just bring up somebody else. Like, if we got Kyle's there, if we got O'Neill coming back and Mullins, like, that's three right there. They all can play right, left.
They're not playing every day, though, Eli. Those guys aren't playing every day. Cedric Mullins hasn't played every day in the last 3 years. They're not playing every day. You know, that's the thing about it. He hadn't done it in 3 years. And you can't start a conversation off by saying progress, but you don't want to see him messing up, because he is making progress. He is. I mean, that's the whole key of it. I remember this fan base wanting to send Gunnar Henderson to the minors the first 2 months of his rookie of the year season. He's a bust. He's not this. He's not that. He went on to win rookie of the year that same year. You got to let these guys play through it.
The same thing about Jackson Holliday.
Exactly.
He's overwhelmed. He's too young. He shouldn't be up here.
You can't have confidence in your ability to draft and develop, and then don't have enough confidence in letting these guys play and grow.
And Rob's 100% accurate with this. It's like the frustrating part of some of the things that we've seen are, like, you get log jams at certain positions, and I feel like the Orioles have drafted well. We've had a lot of outfielders, a lot of left-handed bats. When you look at the construct of the stadium, you want left-handed bats, especially when the wall was out. Now things are a little bit different. You still want left-handed bats, but you got to admit, what is this team wanting against? Left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough of the right-handed bats to really offset that in the lineup. You do have some everyday players that are lefties. Like, Jackson Holliday should play every day. Gunnar Henderson should play every day. Colton Kowser, outside of when you're spelling them, of course, but should be everyday players in my mind. Mm-hmm. Don't take them out of the lineup. But there has to be some right-handed bats in there. The Tyler O'Neill thing hasn't worked out. And the weird thing is, if they hadn't signed him, would they just be in a fine situation with the young outfielders that they had? But I feel like they felt they had to replace Anthony Santander.
But again, I think he should be the first one to go, because he's not part of the future.
Who's that?
O'Neill. I mean, he's not going to be here for the future.
And you talk about the right-handed hitters against lefties. Yeah. Here's the problem on Sunday. Laureano, 0-for-4, right-handed hitter. Urias went 1-for-4. Mayo, 1-for-4. Rivera, why is he in the lineup? 0-for-3. Why is he? Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Like we're talking about letting Kierstead go to the minors. When you got these guys, who are you? I mean, what are you here for? Beat it.
What happens to Ramon when Westberg comes back? I'm not saying you're getting rid of him. I'm saying, how many at-bats is he getting? Are you going to find
him? Okay, I was going to say, because if you talk about getting rid of one of those guys, if infielder's got to go, I don't know if folks around here don't like it, but it's got to be Mateo.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, once Westberg's back playing third again every day, is Ramon just the guy that's spelling you? Are you going to play him some at first base or even second?
Ramon's that guy. You know how it is, Jeremy. He's going to find his at-bats.
They're batting him in the middle to the top of the lineup.
Ramon has a way of finding at-bats. I don't know how this guy does it every year. He finds his own at-bats.
Just to be clear, that wasn't me saying Ramon should go anymore.
Oh, we all know how you feel. Yeah,
because it's just it's a log jam, and you got to figure out what you're doing. And again, that's Westberg comes back. That's another everyday player.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I guess it's a good problem. We'll see whether it's a good problem to have. Sounds like it right now, but we'll see. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed Norris's, Jeremy Kahn's World of Stupid at 7:30. But on the other side, Ed, we're going to do the hockey.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lesson learned by the Oilers. You don't fight someone else's fight.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. World is stupid at 7:30, but right now, Ed, let's do the hockey, man.
Yeah. The Florida Panthers have gone up to 1, as people probably know by now. Total ass-kicking last night.
Oh, my God, 6-1.
6-1. First game that didn't go to overtime. The first two were very close. This one was not. It was just, the Oilers, did not have it. I mean, just did not have it.
They didn't have it in the fights either.
Well, I was going to get to that because they didn't have it in any. Because Skinner has been playing well. He's a goalie. Stuart Skinner has been playing very well, as he has all season. And he gave up 5 goals and 23 shots. I mean, it's really not a good night for him. And when I was talking, you mentioned the fights. That is not the Oilers' game. That's the Panthers' game. And this is like, it goes back to, like I mentioned, boxing, you know, when I was teasing this. You know, if you're a boxer, you're going in against a puncher, you don't want to get into a slugfest with a puncher. You don't want to fight their fight. You fight your fight and maintain your, you know, the way you handle yourself, the way you fight, your strategy getting in the ring. Same thing here. This was unbelievable, actually, what happened here. Connor McDavid couldn't do anything, couldn't get the team on track. Brad Marchand has been incredible. He must be 75 years old. He's still playing hockey. He's the oldest player out there. But it's just like the Oilers had 85 penalty minutes. 85.
In a Stanley Cup final?
Yes. Yeah. They had 15 minors. Evander Kane had 3 of them, plus a misconduct. They had a brawl with like 10 minutes left in the game.
What's the lady's name that covers? Is her name Evelyn?
Who?
The lady that covers it on ESPN. Emily Kaplan. Oh. She said Kane was uncharacteristically out of control. No poise, no nothing. Didn't look like a veteran.
He was. I mean, he's a bit of a goon anyway, but that's his role, you know. But it's just they lost control to the point where they were just so, like, you could tell they became unglued during this game, where was it Jake Wallman? He was squirting water on the Panthers, or trying to, from the other bench. Like, this is something you see, like, at the 8th grade lunch table.
Yeah.
You know, like, they just became completely
unhinged. It's childish, that's why I laughed at it.
Huh?
It's childish, that's why I laughed at it.
Yes, it is childish, yes.
You're all wet.
Totally, out of character for the Oilers. But this is what I talked about, if you remember the beginning of the series, that this is going to be a physical series. And because usually, you know, the officials kind of let them play, particularly, you know, in the Stanley Cup final, you know, the entire postseason, they let them play a little more than they would in the regular season. They swallow the whistle a bit, especially third period, overtime. They're not going to call much. But the last thing you want to do is get involved in someone else's game. You know, this is just not what you do. It's like, it's in any sport. Like, you know, if you're a defensive team that runs the ball well, you don't abandon the run, right? No. It's not throwing the ball like your opponent, who, you know, that may be their, you know, wheelhouse. But that's what I think happened here.
You know, it's funny the way they say the second guy always gets caught in something. And looking at this, I also think when we've talked about the Ravens, when they played the Chiefs in the postseason, got away from the run game in the AFC Championship, and they lose that crazy game. And we all go back and go, why didn't you do what you were best at? You started playing their game because you're going, oh, they're going to give us this. We'll take this.
Right.
Instead of saying, we're the best running team in football. Let's see if you can stop it. If you can stop it, I'll tip my cap to you.
That's what I was talking about.
And it's the same thing with Edmonton going against Florida. Like, why would you try to even get into something like that with them when they've been doing this the whole postseason?
Yeah. And it's just not – this is a team. The Oilers are, you know, you know who they are. I mean, the finesse team, great scoring team, great offensive team. They've been, you know, in the final before. They were in the last year and lost to the Panthers in seven games. But to see, like, Evander Kane gets a misconduct. Darnell Nurse gets a misconduct. Trent Frederick gets a misconduct. They all got misconducts in this game. It's unheard of. It's just, you know, and then they get knocked out of the game, obviously. It didn't matter, but, you know, at that point. But this just, to me, it's a bad sign for them. You know, they've got to get their head correct when they come back, you know, for game four. Because if they continue to do this, they're going to lose this series real quick. They're not going to be able to keep up with this, and they're not going to out bully the Florida Panthers.
Is this as simple as saying this is a physical versus finesse?
That's what I said in the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, is it like that cut and dry? Because we always hear this, and then physicality, whether you buy into it or not, it can totally mess up any finesse team that you have. Like, you can have all these great skill position players. Mm-hmm. We're talking football, hockey, whatever. Yeah, I know Edmonton has two of the best goal scorers in the league.
Yeah.
But it's very, like, finesse. You're this athletic team. But when you get against a team that's going to make you play their style, they're going to muck it up, for lack of a better term, and then beat you up, it definitely affects you.
Absolutely it affects you. And this is why, you know, I talk about the Oilers and how I thought they were not a good match. You always say, what do you always say? Matchups make fights, right? And that's what this is. This is a bad matchup for the Oilers. And if you look at the regular season, the Oilers are 23rd in penalty minutes. You know who's number one? Florida. That's the way it goes. And this is, I just don't see them really matching up well with this team. If they're going to, especially if they're going to, you know, dip into that world, we're going to try to do. I mean, they got tough guys. Evander Kane's a tough guy. It's not about that. This is the brand of hockey the Panthers play. And if you just look at them during a regular season, it's exactly what they do, and they have a great penalty kill. So they can afford to play shorthanded. So if they rough you up, okay, you go sit in the box for 2 minutes. We got this. And their regular season penalty kill is 81%. It's really good. It just is.
It's nothing worse than losing the game and getting your ass whipped.
100, absolutely. Nothing. You're right. Yeah. Because, like, what happens usually? Like, you're losing the game to a better team. All right, we're going to beat you. We're going to beat your ass now. You may win the game, but we're going to put a hurting on you.
Yeah.
Nope. That's not what's happening here. You're going to lose the game, and we're going to spank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get your ass whooped, and you're going to watch us hold the trophy is basically what they're just. I mean, you talked about the physicality, and it was something you brought up. I think going back after the first round, you're like, I think Florida's winning it all because they're just, especially if they get away with some of the stuff that they do.
And they do. Yeah. And they have. Because it was a Lightning series. I said, no, they're going to win this whole thing. Because I watched them play the Lightning, and it was just.
Can you talk about, it's McDavid and
Draisaitl.
Mm-hmm. Are those two guys that were, are we going to look at their careers? I don't know if, have either one of them won anything yet? Because they've been on Edmonton, right? Yeah. The entire time.
They're both drafted by Edmonton.
Yeah. So are they going to be one of those players that we look at and go, if you don't win,
possible.
What happened? I feel like they're like Sidney Crosby-esque players, but he won.
Yes.
Talent-wise, mm-hmm. Scoring and all the things that mm-hmm. you like to think about in this game, or at least I think fans want to see scoring or they want to see fights.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean,
Florida will give you both.
It's just, they're going to give you both. And that's just the way it is.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Thank you very much, Ed Norris. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a famous person that holds the record for most skydives with a flaming parachute. We'll talk about how insane this goober is, too. We all watch his movies. We're also going to get into, how would you guys like to eat poop?
No.
Anybody want to eat poop?
I didn't want to hear you say poop.
Yeah. Doctors say that there's a new thing coming up by, don't go home and eat poop, by the way. There are pills. But I'll explain this to you and what this actually is. And lastly, a really goofy video that I have to show you guys, believe it or not, of a rock climber doing something really stupid. I'll show you the video and watch what happens. And then I have a serious question about this. We do that next in the World of Stupid. All right, you guys like world records? Ed likes to tell his joke about the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know if we have time for it, Ed, but I'm in it, apparently. the Guinness Book of World Records, okay.
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Has a lot of stupid things in it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you've jumped the most times on one foot while eating an apple. What is that? Well, apparently, somebody has the world record for most skydives with a flaming parachute. That's just stupid, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, you might understand why this guy has the record. It's Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
He does all his own stunts on Mission Impossible, right. Which, by the way, I think this guy's a goober. I think he's a great actor, the whole Scientology thing. Yeah. What are we doing here? And the goofiness, remember, he's jumping on the couch with Oprah and Katie Holmes, all that nonsense. He's a great actor, great entertainer. But he does all his own stunts, which I think is just insane. Jumping off of these buildings. He was holding onto that plane. That's not CGI. He's holding onto the damn plane as it's taking off.
I know.
Like, what? Yeah. Are you serious?
I just feel like, I just feel like one day there's going to be a tragedy with him because this whole doing his own stunts. He's doing it a long time, man.
Yeah, it's so tough because, as I look at him going, all right, you have this opportunity to do these things. He doesn't look his age because he's in his 60s, right? Is he older than that? You forget how much time passes by. I don't know how much work he's had done. He's 5'62". Okay. 63 next month. Thanks, Joe. How do you guys feel about that? Doing your own stunts in your movie. They have a guy that they'll pay to do that. People even have nude stunt doubles. You got a stunt butt. I did it for 2 years. Great butt. Great dumper. But the point is, looking at Tom Cruise, you have so much to lose if anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
So much. So I just thought it was a goofy thing because the Guinness Book of World Records has a lot of dumb stuff in it.
You mentioned that.
Go ahead. Oh, you want to tell? Go ahead. Tell the joke. Tell the joke.
I was in Florida because, that it's down there.
Guinness
Book of World Records is down there. And we're all hanging out. And a couple of us were drinking. And then one of my friends said he thinks he had the smallest hands in the world. So he runs in to the Guinness people. And he shows them. And he comes out and goes, I did it! I have the smallest hands in the world. So my other friend Steve walks in.
I didn't know you knew Kenny Pickett. Go ahead.
Yeah. He goes, I think I have the smallest feet in the world. He goes, really? Yeah, look at him. He's wearing kid's shoes. He goes in. He comes out all excited. Same thing. He goes, I do. I'm in the book. My third friend walks in. He says, I have the smallest penis in the world, no doubt. He goes in. They're waiting. He comes out all pissed off. He's clearly steaming. What's the matter? He goes, who the hell is Jeremy Kahn?
Son of a bitch. Yeah, it's always that, isn't it? All right, speaking of nudity, listen. Shut up, Rob. You ain't said nothing this segment, and then you start laughing at the little wiener joke. Wild video shows a naked man dancing on top of a moving cop car in California. Don't we have enough going on in California right now that some jackass has got to get naked and start jumping on cars? I wanted to bring this story up because I always like talking to former police officers about chasing naked people. It's your least, it's got to be your least favorite thing to do, and depending on what they look like, but definitely naked men, right? Have you had some naked incidents? Ed, you've told this before. You've had a couple of incidents with nude dudes, right?
Well, many.
Oh, and some when you were a cop.
Oh, no. So, yeah, no,
yes.
Yes!
Sorry. Just,
yeah. I don't deny any of this.
But no, like, it makes you wonder, like, you see somebody naked in public, you're going, mental break, drugs, which one
both,
is it? Yeah, maybe both. But this guy was running around butt-ass naked, yelling. He gets on the radio and advises dispatch, as one of the cops did, and responding units as well, the crisis response teams, hey, this dude's naked and jumping on top of cars. And again, you and I were talking about road rage earlier and how strange things can get and how messed up things are. This is another situation where it's a naked guy. You don't know what's going through his mind. You can see he doesn't have a weapon. Well, maybe he does.
Yeah.
If it was me, I have no weapon. But yeah, so stupidness out in California with a naked man jumping on cars. And lastly, this is what I wanted to get to. Poop pills.
Yeah, describe this to me. I don't know what's going on here.
British doctors are prescribing poo pills. It's freeze-dried feces. I love when they call it feces. For very exciting new treatment. Now, they're saying when they dreamt of a magic pill that could cure anything, they didn't think there was going to be crap in it. Yeah. They're calling them crapsules.
You're kidding.
Crapsules. Yeah. It's like capsules, but with poop. But these little crapsules packed with freeze-dried fecal matter have recently shown promise in treating everything from advanced cancers to deadly liver disease.
Is it human?
I guess my assumption is it has to be. Does it say it here if it's human or not? UK researchers are testing whether capsules containing freeze-dried stool from healthy donors. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Can uproot antibiotic-resistant bacteria hiding in patients' guts. I guess when you think about it, it can kind of make sense. When you're getting a vaccine, right?
They give you some of the vaccine. Yeah, the disease.
But I don't want to eat poop. Do you guys want to eat poop?
No.
No.
Like a crapsule, a poop pill.
Yeah.
Translation, someone else's bleep could save you from a superbug is what they're saying. At the trial, 41 patients who had recently battled drug-resistant infections were split into two groups. One received three sets of these poo pills over the 3 days, while the other was given placebos. A month later, those on the real treatment were found to have healthy donor bacteria successfully colonizing their guts, a sign that pills may have flushed out the bad bugs. I went through this with my dog. Like, you have good bacteria and bad bacteria in your stomach.
Yeah.
You know, when his white blood cells started to, like, he had hardly any, and that's when we were worried about losing him. Mm-hmm. They had to go in for another surgery to try to make sure they removed it. Luckily, you know, he's fine. That's a dog. Humans, like, it just makes me wonder who's sitting in the room going, hey, have any of you guys ever thought about eating poop? I think it could help. Like, you think about some of the ridiculous things that end up working that create a cure for this disease or something else, and now it's ingesting poop.
I mean...
There's smarter people there's a lot of smarter people than me, but like, who comes up with some goofy ass?
I take probiotics every day. It's bacteria.
I mean,
yeah, it's not poop though.
No, no.
Cheese is bacteria.
Yeah.
Can I get some poop on this sandwich? No, I mean, it's just weird to me to see some of this stuff. And like, intellectually speaking, like when you sit here and look at some of these great advancements that we're having, whether it's technology, that's one thing, but in medicine, to see something like this, because I've often believed they don't want to get the cure for a lot of things. They just want to get the treatment. Because that keeps you paying.
That's
over and over and over.
Bring it up in my house. My wife will give you 3 hours on that.
And she's 100% accurate, in my opinion. But
she is. I mean, she is.
So there you go. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rosedale, Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you.
Same to you, man. Go.
Welcome. If the Orioles only get one player on the All-Star team, who should it be? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too.
What do you think?
Oh, Hearn.
Holiday.
I like Holiday.
Holiday. I mean, you know, there are a lot of great DHs. He's right now one of the best second basemen in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, O'Hearn DHs, plays mm-hmm. first, plays right field. Where you put him as an all-star?
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, he's a bat. It doesn't matter if right. you're if you bring him on the all-star team. He's coming in and hitting. He might play an inning or two. I think O'Hearn definitely deserves to go. But again, when you're on a team that has this type of record, how many are you going to get realistically?
One.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think, is Gunnar going?
Probably out of reputation. You know, that's what you
start. I mean, Bobby Witt's going to be there and probably be the starter this year.
Right.
More than likely. And I think these two will be fighting each year to see who's starting at shortstop.
Yeah. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, do you balk at the idea of having Malachi Starks as your starting safety next year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I don't think he's really flashed yet because he's just trying to be in the right spot right now and make the right call. The safeties have a lot of communication, but I haven't seen him make a mistake yet with the communication. He looks really good as an athlete. And, you know, with our Darius' situation, it's a lot on his plate right now. So he's going to have to step up, but that's why we drafted him in the first round.
I have no problem with this guy, Stark, starting as your safety from day one. By the way, that's from May. Harbaugh talking about his young draft pick. I got no problem with it, man. This is a different world now, man. People, well, he's a rookie. Let's stop. I love the way he answered the question about the preparation, the speed of the game. For a bunch of people who don't cover college football, he says, man, I went to Georgia. Yes. Went to Georgia. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but, yeah. You know, pretty good defense, pretty good offensive players. You know, stop with this. There's such a big difference. It depends on where you go. It all depends. I don't mean any harm, but he didn't go to Boise State.
He didn't.
No.
You know, where you got one NFL player on that offense. He went to Georgia where he's playing. There's more NFL players on that team than there is in some conferences.
What think of how many guys can Josh Allen play? Wyoming?
Josh Allen, Wyoming. Yeah.
How many guys made the NFL from that team?
Well, I mean, I know it's ACC, but how many NFL players on Lamar's team at Louisville?
Right. Yeah.
How many NFL offensive players on his team? I mean, this guy played against. I have no problem with him coming in day one being a starter.
Yeah, I think that's just old thinking. I don't even know why they do that because it's and it's not a big leap for a lot of guys coming out of college. You see so many guys. This is not like baseball.
Well, first round
it takes
picks,
them a long time.
Unless you're a quarterback in some situations, are expected to come in and contribute. Have an impact and contribute right away. Why would you not expect Starks to be a starter in this situation? Like he was highly regarded. There were a lot of people that thought it was. It's unfair that he fell to the Ravens, but look, that's what happens a lot of times with these safeties. And when you can get impact ones, and they may have two of them now. We talked about it. They make a move for Jair or Jalen Ramsey. They could have number one picks at all five defensive back positions. You think if you add in a nickel corner, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, man, the talent that's here. And again, we'll keep talking about it. Like, we always ask that question, is it Super Bowl or bust?
It is.
Yeah, yeah. And Malachi Starks coming in, you're hoping he's a starter right away and can help. And it's not a situation like Matt Elam started right away, didn't he? And that didn't turn out well. No? Oh, you won't bring him up?
Let's not bring him up.
Okay.
You know I didn't like him from the beginning.
I did.
I had an All-American vote that year. I think it was two of us who didn't vote for him. I thought he was one of the most overrated players in college football, let alone didn't think he was going to be in it. I didn't like that. And you know me, Jeremy. I got no problem telling you when I'm wrong because – I've been wrong. I mean, I was wrong on safety now, Kyle Hamilton. But I was dead on Matt Elam. I did not like that cat, man. I didn't think he was an NFL guy. I didn't think he was a top dog like an SEC. He, to me, reminded me of the guy that had great players around him, and he just ate. He ate off of everybody else's plate.
Yeah. Matt Elam, the thing I always remember him for is that I got invited to play in that charity kickball game at Ripken Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I was the last pick in the draft by Matt Elam. And I looked over and said, what the hell are y'all doing? I know I look like a chubby white dude.
No, you
there was
you
the only one person dude. They should have. Well, yeah, that's fair. There's only one person they should have picked over me, and that was Sam Cook. That's it.
Oh,
that's better than everybody out there. All of them. We won. That made me feel good, though. They picked the ladies over.
Jeremy has a lot of Al Bundy in them. You ever notice that?
Hey, four touchdowns, Polk High football.
See? He's got a lot of Al
that
Bundy.
That was in one game. Four touchdowns.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Hey, man, you ain't got much to brag about. I told my son, I said, it gets very, very old quick talking about how good you used to be. It's the only thing you got left.
Springsteen wrote about it, man. Glory days.
Oh, that's what that's about?
Yeah, I think so.
They'll pass you by.
Yeah. I think, Glory Holes. Who wrote that one?
Jeremy Kahn.
Oh,
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. Yeah, Jerry Jones wrote that. I mean, do you think they made enough moves right now? Let's say they don't get Jair. Have the Ravens made enough moves right now to say the defense is better this year than it was last year? On paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the addition of Green, to me, makes him better.
Pass rusher.
Yeah.
I think the addition of Starks, too.
Well, Starks we just talked about. That's why I didn't mention. But, yeah, the addition of Green it made him that much better.
I think if you look at this team from last year and what they accomplished. And now the key is staying healthy. Cause as soon as you have injuries at one position,
which means everybody gets hurt.
Though. Yeah. It just, for whatever reason, it's like, oh, somebody's sick in the picker room, wide receiver room. Why don't the other two get sick as well? Now here we are. We're down, you know, and usually it happens with injuries and not just an illness. But the fact of the matter is you look at the Ravens defense, this is a solid unit. And I think they got better in the offseason with the additions of the rookies. We have to see the impact they're going to have, but you also have some other guys that are coming into contract years. Like, I'm really intrigued to see the way Owe plays this year. How many times do guys play out of their mind? And I saw a side-by-side picture of him when he came into the league, and now he put on some mass, man. A lot bigger.
But does that translate to being better?
Well, I think it's lean. Yeah, I would say so, because guys that are getting to this point, I don't think you're getting out there and just adding weight and lifting over and over again at a pass rusher position. Maybe the offensive linemen, defensive linemen are adding weight. Like, they have to keep that weight on, right? And it's a little bit more difficult than what people would think. Like, how many linemen do you see that are like 340 pounds, 330, and then all of a sudden you see him a year later and it's like, he's 260? What happened? or even some of the other guys, Matt Burke, Alan Faneca.
After retirement.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have to. So it's keeping that weight on. There are a lot of guys that don't want to.
No. Well, Burke was one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him. I saw him, like, I think the year after he left, I had no idea who it was from a distance. So I saw his face when he turned around. I was like, whoa.
Alan Faneca is the same way. Look him up.
I'm seeing him, but.
You don't even recognize these guys. But again, like, this is a team, if you're asking me, if you're just talking defense, that's fine. They're the best team on paper going into this season.
If they've been
by
that before.
By far.
They've been there before.
Let's see what they do.
Yeah. I'm tired of holding that title.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of holding that title, the best regular season team in the National Football League. Or best team on paper in the National Football League. I'm trying to hold some real titles. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I know we do this later on in the show, but I want to do it at least once right now. Happy birthday to a friend of the program, one of the greatest Oriole hitters of all time, Ken Singleton.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday today, sir.
Happy birthday.
That's right, man, if you're listening.
Well, Kenny's got some events coming up too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Kenny always has some events coming. I mean, he gives back to the community so much.
So much so they said, hey, Ken, can you stop? Can you just take some time off and stop getting... No, he's the best. You ask him for anything, like the same thing. He'll send us a message about the guest bartending stuff. Just come on out. Not even asking you to guest bartend. Come on out and have a good time. And it's always a good time.
Yes, it is. So happy birthday, sir. 410-583-1057 is the number. Biceps, Rocka Bocka will join us at 8:45. But on the other side, we go inside the film room with Kim McCusick up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.